BadgerCast number 11.
Straight from southeastern Wisconsin, bringing you your slice of Badgerland, welcome to BadgerCast. And now your host, Julie and Dale.
Hey, a freak show!
A freak show in white.
Welcome, whatever.
Welcome to Badgerland. Your frozen tundra.
Only you.
Welcome to the frozen tundra of Badgerland and BadgerCast. Your slice of Wisconsin life. And with me is
Julie.
And I'm Dale. And you got to play with the big toys today, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I know now how to use a snowblower, and you don't.
So
it has only taken me 6 years to learn this.
So did you blow well?
Ha, ha.
So tell us about the adventure of learning how to use a snowblower. Because I still have to learn at some point.
Uh-huh.
Although I do like the idea of you being the primary user of the snowblower at 6 o'clock in the morning when I have to get up and go to work.
You would. This comes after I went out today to shovel with number one son, Josh. And I went out there at 1:30. And I took the shovel. He was out, quote, shoveling, making little paths through the snow. It took me 2 hours, but I got the whole driveway done.
So what was there to blow?
Wait. When our neighbor Ron comes over and goes, "Don't you have a snowblower?" And I'm like, "Yeah, it's sitting in the garage for the first time. You know, we've had it for, 5, 6 years. It's been in the shed then because, gee, I'm wondering who that guy that I'm married to is that forgot to bring it out the past 5 years is. Anyway, it's sitting in the garage, but I've never been taught how to use it." He goes, "Well, today's your lucky day. I will teach you."
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it's really easy. You take said electric extension cord, you stick one end into the snowblower, you stick the other end into a outlet. You make sure it has gas, you make sure it has oil. There's this little choke key. You turn that all the way up, you pump the primer thing a couple times, you hit the start button.
So it's even easier than starting my lawnmower?
Yeah. And then from there, there's two little things on the handles. The left one, when you push it down, makes the auger turn.
Okay.
And the little handle on the right, when you push it down, makes it go forward. Once you push the right one down to make it go forward, and you push the auger down, you can let up on the auger, and it automatically clicks. Locks in place so that you don't have to keep holding both of them, because then that frees up your left hand for you to turn the little crank to turn the chute to which side you want the snow to blow on.
Okay.
And then
I'm going to need a flow chart.
No, you're not. And then there's 6 speeds to walk behind. Julie will only be doing speed 1 because I can't imagine speed 2 through 6. And there's also reverse 1 and 2.
Reverse.
Yeah. If you want to back up and need to go over something again, there's reverse on the snowblower.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well,
and then there's
The idea of you doing all of this.
There's this little key. You pull it out and it stops.
Good. Good.
Yeah. I see you really like the idea of me being able to use it and you not. I'm thinking that that's going to get me manicures and pedicures.
How do you figure?
My hands and my feet doing the walking and being outside and you not doing any snow blowing or snow shoveling, I get manicure and pedicures.
You do it anyway.
Only on rare occasions.
True.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway.
That's the snowblower story.
That's the snowblower story. We're in the full blows of winter.
Yeah, we're in the beginnings of winter. I will grant you that this year, so far, we've had more snow that has stayed on the ground than in the last several years. by the beginning of December here.
Well, we had a lot of snow in the beginning of December last year.
Yeah, and it all melted within a week.
And then it all came back like a week later.
And then it all melted again.
Yes, but I think this stuff is going
to
stay.
I want this stuff to stay. I want to get out there and I want to take... There's a place by our house called Timberley. It's about 2 miles from our house. It's set up as a retreat center, but they have groomed trails. You can rent snowshoes. You can rent cross-country skis and get out and do stuff in the snow. And we've never been able to do it because the snow hasn't stuck around long enough. Because, you know, I'd like to get them out there and doing that, but I'm not going to buy it all if they're not going to like it.
Right.
So I really wanted the snow to stick around so we can go out there and check it out.
And really only the past couple of years has there been really appreciable snow. I remember a couple, like the first couple of years we were out here, and they barely opened snowmobile trails in the middle of the winter in January and February because there was hardly any snow.
Well, I saw a snowmobile going down the street today. People are getting them out, getting those engines all revved up and cobwebs out of them and getting them all ready. Yeah. I'm betting this weekend.
I think this is the first weekend of official snowmobiling season.
I'm not positive, but I can tell you for sure that the snowmobile trail signage has been up for 2 weeks.
Yeah. I was talking to a guy at work, and he has snowmobiles.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is that the way it works for some of the trails anyway is that the easement rights for snowmobile trails
mm-hmm.
are from like mid-December to mid-March or something. So technically, even if you have snow sufficient to go on the trails, you don't have the right to use the trails until mid-December.
That's a little bit of a problem here around our house. We have tons of snowmobile trails around, but you hit the village limits, and you can't snowmobile, technically, within the village.
But you know that they take those snowmobiles up to the bar.
I know they do, because there's parking for said snowmobiles at the bar.
Well,
I should say the bar. We're in a village of less than 1,100 people, and there are three bars in our village.
And the snowmobile parking takes the place of the horse parking in the summertime.
Horse and motorcycle
parking.
There's some horses during the winter.
Yeah, but not as much as... although there are some people that... some horse people that do take their horse to the bar and drink and then let the horse take them home.
Mm-hmm.
Home, James.
Oh, shut up. Onward.
Well...
You forgot to say hello and welcome back.
Oh, hello to our new listeners and welcome back to those who have been with us in the past. Mm-hmm. Welcome.
Welcome.
And welcome to December.
In Wisconsin.
As I'm looking at my tree.
Well, it's half done.
It's half done, yes.
We had it up 3 days ago. And thankfully, we didn't put any water in it because I sat here reading. The next thing I know, it fell against the wall.
And this year is different than, I think, probably the past 4 or 5 years.
We've gotten a really short-needled tree.
Well, in the past 4 or 5 years, you got the short-needled balsam trees.
Mm-hmm. Not this year.
And this year we went with the long...
You went with.
Okay, well, we in the sense of Olivia and I. and the past couple or 4 or 5 years, we went to the local Quickie Mart gas station.
And cheated and bought a tree.
You know, bought a pre-cut tree from God knows where. You know, they truck them in from northern Wisconsin or other places north.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they were decent trees.
But quite expensive.
But quite pricey. So, you know, we're within, I don't know, 5 miles of our house. There's got to be at least half a dozen tree farms.
That would be about right.
Christmas tree farms. So, you know, I said, okay, well, let's go out and cut down a tree. And the only one that was brave enough to go with me was Olivia.
That's because I baked all day. I had fresh cookies when you guys came home.
Yes. And hot chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to the Christmas tree farm. I think it was...
This is sounding too damn domestic.
Yes, I know.
Anyway.
So we went to the Christmas tree farm that I think you and I have been to before. It's out on, and we're going to get like out on CI near the county line where I think we've cut trees down.
Out towards Palmyra?
No, out towards Dousman.
Oh, okay. Yes, we have been there.
Yeah. And that we used to do the, when we lived in the city, we occasionally
would go out with our whole college group out there and make a day of it.
Make a day of it.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to that Christmas tree farm and cut down this nice, about 7 foot spruce tree.
7 to 8 foot.
Yeah. Wait,
I do have to say, though, it's a smaller tree this year because we put it in the front
of the cathedral ceiling,
of
which
the
is
house or front of the living room. Whereas normally we put it towards the back of the room where there's a 14 foot, almost 14 foot.
12 foot.
We've got, I think it's 14 foot from floor to ceiling, but we've usually gotten a 12 foot tree.
Yeah. So we've got about.
And in that case, we've had to buy them from the pre-cut place because none of the cut your own have over 8 foot trees.
If they do, they're 18 foot trees. They're like the ones you would put in McMansions or.
Yeah, we don't have a McMansion.
No.
Don't want one either.
What I'll do is I'll put a picture of us cutting down the tree on the
album art.
On the album art, yep.
Yeah, well, now said tree is standing upright again, didn't fall down.
Mm-hmm.
Let it set for a day or two, and you put the lights on tonight.
Yep, and it actually looks halfway decent.
Uh-huh, that's nice and full. And now the kids were supposed to decorate it before going to bed, and they all just kind of went, I get to decorate the tree.
Or you can do that tomorrow with the kids or whatever.
On my day stranded at home.
Yeah. So, yes, you are, and we've had your vacation. Why don't you talk about that, or lack thereof?
Lack of vacation. My vacation started on Saturday. And Monday, I thought, I'm going to get stuff done. I'm going to get Christmas stuff started. I get a call from school. We're closing school early. Why? Well, there's this snowstorm coming in, and I'm looking out the window, and I'm like, doesn't look like anything to me. They got out an hour early. It didn't start snowing until after 5.
Well, at least it didn't start snowing here until after 5.
Well, I don't know about the western part of our school district. But then today, for 3 inches of snow, here in our county, it wasn't bad. No reason to close school. But I do admit, in the western part of our school district, where they are out in the middle of effing nowhere, with blowing snow, they canceled school.
In a county that doesn't believe in snowplows or salt.
That's what I'm hearing from you and other people.
So
I'm hoping that, the first official days of my vacation were dealt with school closings. They better have school tomorrow. But then that doesn't really start help me because I am stranded at home tomorrow because my truck had to go in and be fixed. And we dropped that off today. And it's going to be getting a new tie rod on the right. And two of the worst tires are being replaced. And then I will replace the other two, hopefully, in a few weeks. And then I don't know what we're doing Thursday. Friday we have a party to go to, kind of, sort of. I'm not sure what to do with this party. Your first official
work event.
Yeah, well.
For the new job.
But it's an external work event.
Well, it's a. But, all right, I started this job less than a month ago, and I've been invited to the department Christmas gathering at the vice president's
home.
For IS home. So it should be fun. I've got a chance to meet these people for all of 2 weeks, and we'll socialize a little bit, and
I'm not staying there all night.
No. I think it may be one of those, hi, how are ya?
Let's hope.
And then make a quick but graceful exit.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise, in my life, it's just been normal stuff and stuff I can't do anything about. Like, on Friday, I got to work and, my boss was fired and her boss was not really fired, but because of all the other people that were fired, she left to make a statement, So that means we lost the director of emergency services. We lost our director of nursing. We lost the director of radiology. And there's probably about six other people in there that were all let go in, quote, this new the second wave of restructuring. So now nobody really knows what's going on at work when it comes to who's actually in charge if you have a problem. So it's going to be an interesting next 30 to 60 days at work. And I just can't believe that a Catholic hospital that touts to us, you know.
I believe it. It's going to get worse.
Can I finish a flipping thought here?
Go ahead.
I can't believe with all of the stuff they put towards us about being kind and being courteous and being within the Christian spirit that they let these people go 3 weeks before Christmas. Now you can say something.
It's business. I believe it.
Well, they can go suck an egg.
I have a feeling it's going to get worse before it gets better, especially if we go towards a more socialized world of medicine.
Not going to happen in the U.S. because when people really, truly figure out what it means to have socialized medicine, which means that they are not going to get their tests done when they want and not be able to say, I want this done and talk it over with the doctor, you don't have that choice in socialized medicine, dear.
We should ask our friends in Canada how does that all work?
You're going to end up with a two-tiered system. You're going to have the system that, quote, takes care of everybody who doesn't have insurance or doesn't have the wherewithal to do stuff. And that's basically, if you're really sick, it gets done. If you're not really sick, you get on a waiting list. And then the second tier is those who have the money will buy their way to what they want.
And they'll buy private insurance like they do now.
I don't even know if it's so much going to be private insurance as they may be able to get a deal because they pay cash.
Ah.
It's not what it's cracked up to be.
As opposed to now where if you pay cash, you pay more?
Correct, which is the really stupid thing. So if you walk in, this happened to us a couple years ago when I had surgery. I went through surgery, had a couple procedures done, one of which was not covered by my insurance because I work for a Catholic institution. And that would have been a tubal. Because it was not covered by my insurance, I was billed for the whole procedure. You pay for the whole procedure. There's no percentage taken off. Unless you have a nice doctor like I did, where I called the office and said, hey, my insurance didn't cover this procedure. Yes, I knew that full well. I can't pay you X amount of money all at once. Can we set up a payment plan? And said doctor then said, well, I wouldn't have gotten this whole amount anyway from the insurance. So because you're nice enough to call and discuss it with us, I'm going to cut that bill in half. And then took care of it. But if you go in to an emergency room or a clinic or whatever, and you tell them that you have no insurance and you're self-pay, you will pay the full price of whatever it is being done. When everybody else who has insurance goes in and they don't pay full price, their insurance gets X percentage marked off. And then if you've met your deductible and copay, you pay
whatever,
maybe
yeah,
a small percentage of it. But if you go in there as a self-pay, you will pay the full flipping price. And there's no way to mark that down unless you're dealing with a business office that either A, looks at you as a, I hate to use the word special case, but there are special criteria depending on where your income level is or whatever. So socialized medicine is not the answer.
So in other words, if you self-pay, you really pay for the guy that walks in on welfare or without any money or without any insurance.
We all end up paying for the guy who walks in without insurance or an inability to pay at all.
All right, on that happy note.
You asked.
You want to go to? Want to take a break?
Sure. You got a good uplifting song?
Got a Christmassy song.
Well, that's
good.
From
the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com. It's Corey Prevost and Christmas in the Country on the BadgerCast.
In the Country.
packing up. I'm heading home for the holidays. I'll do my share of hanging colored lights. I know I'm gonna wanna stay right where the snowflakes fall on the spruce trees. I'm gonna feel my cheeks turn red in the winter breeze. Spending time with family and high school friends. That tradition I hope will never end. God bless me with Christmas in the country. Christmas cheer, we gladly invite them in. Later we'll join them on a sleigh ride and do a little caroling and watch the snowflakes fall on the spruce trees. I'm gonna feel my cheeks turn red in the winter breeze. Spending time with family and high school friends. That tradition I hope will never end. God bless me with Christmas in the country. Even though my life's been changing, one thing stays the same. It's that peaceful feeling I get when it's Christmas time again. Tradition I hope will never end. God bless me with Christmas in the country. When it's Christmas time, you'll find me in the country.
From the PodSafe Music Network, that was Cody Prevost and Christmas in the Country. And you can find him at Cody Prevost, PREVOST.com.
Now we have your random Wisconsin facts. And the first random Wisconsin fact I have today is that in September of 1882, the first hydroelectric water... Let's start that over again. September of 1882.
It's a damn fact, okay? A damn fact.
Oh, stop it. Okay. Third time, in September of 1882, the first hydroelectric plant was started in Appleton, Wisconsin. And from the stuff that I can find here, it was actually the first hydroelectric plant in the world here. According to the site I'm looking at right now, it says, when you look at the rushing waterfalls and rivers, you may not immediately think of electricity, but hydroelectric power plants are responsible for lighting many of our homes and neighborhoods. On September 30th, 1882, the world's first hydroelectric power plant began operation on the Fox River in Appleton, Wisconsin. The plant, later named the Appleton Edison Light Company, was initiated by Appleton paper manufacturer H.F. Rogers, who had been inspired by Thomas Edison's plans for a new electricity-producing station in New York. I thought that was kind of cool. I didn't know that.
All right.
Random Wisconsin fact number two.
Number two?
Oh. Is the American Birkebeiner. It is a 52-kilometer cross-country ski race. It is the largest in the North American continent, and it runs between Cable and Hayward in northern Wisconsin. And the 36th annual Birkebeiner will be February 19th to the 21st in 2009.
All right.
We'll have links if you
in
want to
see the
show
notes
later.
Eventually. When I get to them.
So that brings us to you.
The Cheesehead Spotlight.
Yes.
And it's a twofer.
A twofer also.
A twofer also. And it's a holiday Cheesehead Spotlight.
Do I get to guess?
Featuring some of our historical sites. But yes, go ahead and guess.
Is one of them near our house?
One of them is scant miles from our house in Eagle, Wisconsin.
It's not even miles.
All right, a mile and a half, it's maybe. Not, I don't know.
Maybe half a mile. Okay, so what is that one?
It is at Old World, Wisconsin, which is a historical outdoor...
It's an outdoor living history museum.
There you go. It is the Spirit of Christmas Past going on this weekend. If you're maybe in Illinois or places close, or if you'd like to hop a plane to a cold region.
I doubt that.
Saturday, December 13th and Sunday, December 14th from noon to 4. Discover the origins of our favorite holiday traditions, from storytelling and caroling to historic games and holiday treats. It's a lovely way to experience the romance of the season. See the Crossroad Village come alive with turn-of-the-century decorations and activities. Stop by Caldwell Hall to enjoy coffee, cocoa, and cookies while the kids gather around to listen to Father Christmas tell the story of 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. Sounds like fun.
Dress warmly.
Dress warm.
It is an outdoor living history museum.
But if you wanted to go into the city and experience life the way the beer barons did.
Are we talking about the Pabst Hall?
You could go to the Pabst Mansion.
Oh, the Pabst Mansion. You know what? That is, I've been there for Christmas.
Yes, and it's gorgeous.
It is very cool.
And you can find the Pabst Mansion online at PabstMansion.com. And two things that are of note.
Talk into the mic, please.
Two things are of note. Now until January 11th is a Grand Avenue Christmas. The Captain Frederick Pabst Mansion, known for its nationally recognized holiday displays, is proud to present a Grand Avenue Christmas. Each year's magnificent decor attracts thousands and thousands of visitors, and this season will be no exception. Featuring over a dozen of the mansion's rooms elegantly transformed by local designers, businesses, and residents with a flair for talent and a love for decorating, the Pabst Mansion's A Grand Avenue Christmas has something for everyone. With stunning decorations, engaging Milwaukee history, and events and activities for all ages. The second thing, which I thought was really cool.
The second thing about the Pabst Mansion?
Yes.
Okay.
If
what?
If you're in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
In Milwaukee.
Yeah.
On the 15th.
Okay.
Which I think is Monday?
Well, today's the 8th. Today's the 9th and it's Tuesday. So the 15th.
Oh, okay. It's from the 15th,
beginning of the week.
15th through the 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Dickens Dinners.
Haven't heard of this one.
Yes. The famous Dickens Dinners return courtesy of Bartolotta's.
Ooh, good food.
A traditional English feast where Charles Dickens himself will delight guests as he reads aloud from the timeless classic, A Christmas Carol.
Forget about the Christmas Carol stuff. Bartolotta's, they get
so
good food.
Basically, it's going to be a catered meal at the Pabst Mansion by Bartolotta. As if you were in a beer baron's mansion.
Sounds very interesting.
Probably
how much do they want for this?
It doesn't say.
I'm thinking this is a case of if you got to ask, you can't afford.
Probably.
Okay.
Reservations, you can call Bartolotta's at 414-727-6980.
I will not be calling.
But those are the couple of things you can do in Milwaukee and southeastern Wisconsin during the Christmas season. And that's our Cheesehead Spotlight.
And if you do go, the Pabst Mansion's awesome. I went in college because, gee, I lived
across
the street, basically. Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's
what?
The Pabst Mansion was on one of the, during the 18th.
19th and 20th in Wisconsin, I believe.
Yes, it's on between 19th and 20th in Wisconsin, but it was on the fashionable west side of town when it was built.
I love how you say west side. It's not really the west side anymore.
No, not anymore.
Onward.
Do you have?
I have What's Julie Reading?
What's Julie Reading? What are you reading?
Well, as of the last show, I said that I was setting down to read that third book in the J.A. Jantz series, and that was The Hand of Evil, the third book. And I got about to page 2, and I'm like, I've read this before. I hate when they put a paperback out with a different cover than the hardcover, because then I think I haven't read it. So I reread the book. It was still very good. It was good as the second time, as the first time. But I found out that I had read it already. What I'm waiting for, and it does not come out till December 16th, is the second book in the Blood series by Kay Hooper. And the book is called Blood Sins. Its precursor was Blood Dreams. And it's a continuation of the Bishop's Crime series that I've been reading of hers for years. So as of the 16th, I will be getting that book, and hopefully next show I can tell you what it's about. All her books have been awesome. The Bishop's Crime series deals with the paranormal type of stuff, FBI type stuff. And if you don't like psychotic killer type books, not one to pick up, because it can be pretty gory. So that's okay. What I'm waiting for.
You're waiting for a psychotic killer? I'm sorry.
In a book.
In a book. Okay.
In a book. Imagination here, dear.
All right. Are we on to...
whatever you have next.
Voicemails.
We do have some?
We have some.
Let me think. Somebody from Illinois?
Maybe.
Maybe.
But first, our friend, Manager John.
Hey, Dale and Julie. It's Manager John again. Dale... Congrats on the new job. I recently left my old company because I was managing a linens and things. And well, you know what? When we have families and we have homes and stuff, we have to look after them first. So another offer came along, and I took it, and I just started actually a couple days ago. So congratulations on your new job. Good luck getting oriented in it, and I hope everything goes well. Then I hope you enjoy it. I'm sorry to hear about the way of a stomach flu. I'm sorry. Gastrointestinal type of stomach flu. Sorry to hear about the way of going through your house. I'm sure by the time you actually get around to hearing this, it's probably mostly passed. But you really only have to deal with it, I think, once a season. So you really don't need to worry about it too much longer, I'm sure. But I do get that achy feeling all over. So, Julia, I'm on your side with that. So I went and saw Twilight this weekend as well. I thought it was a pretty good movie. My wife, Charlene, she's got the whole book series, because you can buy the whole series of 4 books in one package. And she's going through them right now, and she loves it. So we went to see the movie. Yeah, I agree with you that the mix is not the best. But you know what? It's overall, it wasn't a bad movie. It wasn't the best I've ever seen, but it wasn't bad. It was entertaining. I'll look forward to the next one. But okay. We'll talk to you later, guys. Bye.
Thanks, Manager John, and I hope your new job is going well, too.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm enjoying what I've been doing so far, which is mainly just learning stuff.
Well, learning's always fun, but then again, I like to learn things, so.
So.
Anyway. Cool. What's next?
Oh, hold on. We have another voicemail from...
any day now.
I know.
Hello, my Vegas buddies. It's Crystal. And I just have a question with regards to taking the kids to the movie. Dale, you mentioned that it cost you $24 to take the kids to the movies. Is that all 3 kids and you, or is just that 3 kids? I'm just curious, because we pay crazy prices to go to the movies here, and I'm just wondering how much of a difference it is. Because for me and the 2 kids to go, I'm usually looking at $30. So, yeah, just curious. Talk to you later. It was great hearing you guys do another show. Hopefully the next one's not too far away. Take care. Bye.
Well, Crystal, I'm going to defer to Dale because I haven't paid for a movie in I don't know how long.
Thanks, Crystal. We pay ungodly prices here, too. The $24 was for the 3 kids and myself to go to a matinee.
To a matinee. Oh, yeah. Okay.
I checked the movie prices recently, and it would cost me $25 now.
For a matinee?
For a matinee. It was like $6 a kid.
Okay.
Up till 12, but I'll let
Josh
oldest...
passes for... yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. and then $7.50, something like that, for or $6.50 for me. $6.50 or $7 for me.
So 12.
So 18 plus 7 is 25.
And that's a matinee.
And that's a matinee. That's, and I think the prices for were 9.
I see now. We went to a movie for the first time a couple weeks ago, and I thought we paid 10 or 11 a piece.
But that was for Twilight, and I think they were on an opening weekend. I think they charged like $12 a head.
Okay, so if we split the difference and go 10, so normal movie would cost us $50 for the five of us.
Yeah, if we went at night.
At night, yeah.
And then it would cost $700 I'd rather stay home. For popcorn.
I'd rather stay home, pop my own popcorn, watch it in my own living room where I can pause and replay and pay, what, $18 for the DVD and get to play it again and again and again.
And again and again.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we St. Nick came on Saturday.
On the 6th, yes. Yes. He did.
And
she did.
Whatever. We celebrated the patron saint's feast day. What a,
and they got off really good, didn't they?
And one of and we finished off the trilogy of the Indiana Jones movies.
Mm-hmm. They like those.
Yes.
They're quoting them now.
Yes. So we got to snuggle up on Saturday night and watch one of them.
I think I've watched all three now.
Yeah.
Recently.
Mm-hmm. But I saw the Temple of Doom on Saturday.
Yeah, Ben was very into the graphics of, was it the Temple of Doom or was it, I can't remember if it was the second or third one where the guy pulls out the heart.
Oh, that was the second one.
Yeah.
The Temple of Doom. Ooh, scary.
Yeah, he's very, very intrigued by that.
Oh, well, good. Then it's time to introduce him to B-movie horror films.
You can do that.
The Cockroach That Ate Cincinnati.
Nah. What's next?
And
we have another voicemail?
We have one more voicemail.
Wow. Well, two from Canada. Is this one from the U.S.?
It's from our friend, Barry.
Gee, I told you, I had a feeling there was somebody from Illinois calling.
Hey, Dale and Julie, it's Barry. Yeah, I know, I'm about a week behind on getting the show, listening to for the Thanksgiving thing. You know how things are, namely around holidays and stuff like that. Excuse me. Anyway, you were asking about Madagascar. It's a cute movie. I took my little girl to see it, and she absolutely loved it. There's a lot of humor that kind of goes in for the parents as well, so, I mean, you guys will enjoy it as well. I mean, I can only probably attest for Olivia, otherwise known as Fifi, because I have a little girl. I don't have boys. But I enjoyed it, and I'm just a big boy. Well, not a big boy anymore, but a big boy.
You get it.
So, yeah, I enjoyed it. I really still like the, I don't know what they are, muskrats or something like that, the king and then his faithful servant kind of guy. I think that just brings kind of the adult humor into it. But it's a really cute movie. I would recommend going to see it. And one thing that you don't get if you're not at the theater is kind of the all the other kids laughing with it as well. So my little girl would kind of figure out that was funny when a bunch of other kids would start laughing. And one thing we also did is we rented the movie, the original, just Madagascar, beforehand, watched it, and then went to see Madagascar 2. So everything was really fresh in everybody's mind to see the second one. So I thought that was kind of maybe a good way to do it. You guys might want to think about doing that too. Kind of have like a movie day. And, hey, it kind of kills two birds with one stone. You have quiet time where you can just kind of sit back and relax. And then you can also have the movie later. So it's like a big event day. Woo-hoo! Anyway, that's it. I babbled on enough. I'll call back later. Bye.
I did take them to the first Madagascar at the movie theater.
Uh-huh. How'd that go?
Oh, I'm fine.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm laughing at his quiet time comment.
What? Quiet time?
Yeah. three kids, 9 to 12. There's no such thing as quiet time. Enjoy it while you got it.
Yeah. Even during the movie. Shush, I can't hear.
Uh-huh.
That's, you know, I didn't check. I'm a bad boy. I didn't check the email at thebadgercast.com.
Tisk, tisk.
So if you emailed us.
We'll have to get to it next show and promise one more before Christmas.
Yes. And I want to make a special shout out to a longtime friend that found us, me, on Facebook. John.
John did, yeah. Now, did he say he had heard of the podcast at all?
Well, no. He found me. I don't know how he found me on Facebook, but he found me. And I went to high school and college with John.
You did.
And
yeah, it was a little bit more than just college, well, dear. For those longtime listeners to the Philosophy
College
Guy
seminary
show in here, it was included the seminary.
And so I got a chance to kind of chit-chat over Facebook and catch up a little bit. And I
That's
just
cool.
wanted to, if he's listening, shout out to you and say Merry Christmas. I'm glad to get back in touch with you, and feel free to call here or call our home number at any time or stop by.
He's a little closer than he used to be, though. You said he's in the Dakotas rather than out east.
Yes.
So
it was great touching base with you again, John, and wish you the best of holidays. So
very, very cool finding long lost people.
And if you'd like to get a hold of us,
you can do so at 206-202-2008.
Yep. Or
at www.badgercast.com.
Or if you'd like to email us, you can do that at thebadgercast@gmail.com.
Or you can find me on Twitter by the name Don't Tickle Me.
And
on Skype.
And I'm also on Skype, Twitter, as the Philosophy Guy. And if you're like John, I'm Dale Sigwart on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So now you know. Now you know our last name.
Oh well.
Oh well. But anyway, you can follow us just about everywhere.
Pretty much.
So until next time, hopefully before Christmas.
No, definitely before Christmas.
Before Christmas.
Definitely before Christmas.
We'll leave you with another Christmassy song from the PodSafe Music Network, if I can get it up here. It is
dun, 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 dun,
Christmas,
dun, dun, dun.
Christmas All Year Long from Daryl Smith.
Night, everybody.
Bye.
Temporary ritual.